T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shut your mouth! Good day, sir!
Say hello to my little friend!
Gerrit Cole is eligible to pitch in the World Baseball Classic for the Dominican Republic.
Because Rafael Devers is his daddy!
Sleep with your mom's best friend. Check. Check. Own it. Check. Don't run away from it. Check. Be funny about it. Check. Have the locker room love you. Check. He checks every single box! My guy. My quarterback. I'm in love.
Da, 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 da. Here we go. That's what I'm talking about.
What's up?
How you guys doing? Good?
202.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Carton and Roberts. Evan Roberts, Craig Carton, all the way to exciting extra inning grand slam baseball. That's right. That game sucks so much.
Oh, it's great. I hear Cody Decker in the background. Cody, good afternoon. How you doing, pal?
Oh, man, living the dream.
And living the dream.
Yeah, man.
Listen, the Yankees, thank God Donaldson hit that grand slam. That would have been a bigger loss, a tougher loss than if they had gotten shut out again, you know? Like, it's 4-4. They fight back. They get the tying run. They go to extras. Oh, my God. Give up the 3 spot. We're going to be embarrassed at home. And bang, Josh Donaldson, who's had a very subpar year, gets the big hit. Everybody goes home happy, except for those people who went to yesterday's game and did what I would have did, leave early. Now, one of my closest friends in the world left in the 9th inning last night. Ninth inning, was home, back in his apartment to actually watch the bottom of the 10th and the Donaldson Grand Slam. But I want people to keep it real today. There were 42,000 people, give or take, in the ballpark last night. Who left? Who stayed? Because I don't know how you mentally forgive yourself for leaving a game that ends like that. Like, that's a magical game. That's a magical ending. And I've been there. I've done it. I'd never stay for an entire 9-inning game because baseball sucks. That being said, if you're at a game like that and you leave and you have one of these, like, miraculous, you know, Alcoa can't wait, fantastic finishes, how do you live with yourself?
You want a good example of that?
Yeah.
My dad brings this up all the time, especially when he's drunk. So, you know, often. My favorite thing he ever talked about was he had tickets and he went for the first 3 innings of a Fernando Valenzuela game in Dodger Stadium.
Okay.
He left, gave away his tickets to a buddy, didn't even see the first pitch. He literally got to the stadium, gave the tickets to his buddy. Fernando throws a perfect game.
Oh, it's a tough one. And I think we all have to admit it. As much as we like to pay lip service to the fact of you never leave a game early, you got to stay. There are games we have all left early and something crazy happened after we left. Now, I would not have stayed last night. Number one, the Yankees, when did they score their first run last night? Because I was thinking about Big Mac last night as the goose eggs started appearing one after another. And I go, my man, Big Mac, is sitting there with his 3 olive martini. Kids are all sleeping, and he's throwing crap against the wall. And then, of course, you have the great comeback. So, you know, being shut out for 5 innings didn't mean anything because the Yankees won. And I'm not a guy when it comes to baseball, Cody, that says, oh, that game, that's the game you're going to look back on. That was an important win, you know, because it's a long season, a lot of games. But I do think for the Yankee fan base, and for sure, you know, the guys playing, that last night's win is, it was important. Not even how they won, just to win the game. But the fact that they've been shut out essentially for three straight games, and I think he was scored one run in 32 innings was the actual number, as they said during the rain delay, Jack Curry said it. The fact that they scored a bunch of runs, they got clutch hits, they got guys on base, they drove guys home. I think if they now turn that into a series win against Toronto and kind of right the ship here, I do think you'll look back on last night's game and collectively will say that was an important win.
It was. It just was. I mean, we were sitting here for 4 hours yesterday talking about the absolute utter panic that was taking place. And even I felt the panic the first five innings of that game last night. But here's the thing. You mentioned Jonas Donaldson not doing all that well this year. He hasn't been. And watching that home run, not only did the Yankees need that, Josh Donaldson needed that just as much. And I'm not going to lie to you, that swag pimp job, I've never seen a bat flip behind someone before. That was sick.
Yeah, it was good. And listen, you know, when we're getting on a guy because the guy's not performing, you know full well that guy's frustrated in his own life. And if a guy ever needed a hit, Donaldson needed to get the big hit. And thank God he got it. Because I think we're going to look back and say, remember when they won that game against Tampa, which, yo, they were nine games up. Who cares? We're going to look back, assuming that the pitching stays good, that they now start scoring runs in every single game, that Judge, you know, hits a home run again at some point before Labor Day. I do think we're going to look back. But I really want to know if you stayed to the end. That's the thing that I want to know the most. Did you stay until the end of the game? Meanwhile, the Mets, of course, got a little sloppy there late, but the Mets get the home run from Beatty. Some guy put his hand on Beatty's sister's breasts in the celebration of his first ever Major League home run. Did you not see that?
I missed it completely.
So this is great. So Brett Beatty gets up, obviously, first at bat. I think it was the second pitch. Hits the home run to right. Okay. First swing, first major league swing, bang, a home run. I thought it was awesome. His family's there. Like, I'm sure your family got to see you at UCLA or in certain, you know, stops along your career. And it's this great moment where the family gets to be there in person to enjoy their son, their brother, et cetera, the first major league anything, right? Mm-hmm. So Beatty hits the home run. The family jumps up and down, as you'd expect. You're all going crazy. There's a, what do you say, Big Mac? Like a 20-year-old woman, maybe in her young 20s, it seems. I could be dead wrong on that. But a younger gal, right? And she's jumping up and down. And there's, again, a similarly aged guy next to her. I'm assuming that that's her boyfriend, but I honestly don't know. And in the celebration, his right arm reaches out and grabs her left breast.
Does he grab it like it's a shoulder, thinking he's shaking it, or does he just go for the move?
I don't know. Like, it depends. I guess there's two things. It depends if you just want to watch it through or you want to freeze frame it. If you freeze frame it, you could freeze frame it in a manner that looks like he's groping her. Like, this is my shot to get some boob. I'm going to reach over. She's not going to think anything of it. Everybody's jumping up and down, right? Mm-hmm. If you watch it without freeze framing it, you could say it's an accidental touch. Yes. So I honestly don't know. But it went more viral than the home run itself, which I thought was great. Like, everybody up and down, breast. Everybody up and down, breast. So, yeah, good win for the Mets, though.
Who needed it more, Craigie? We talked about this all day that we kind of wanted both teams to lose so we could have fun today with it. But at the end of the day, they both won.
Yeah.
Who needed it more?
I think the Yankees needed it more. I do. I think even if the Mets had lost and ruined what was another good start for Scherzer up until when he lost control in the seventh inning, I still think the Met fan could have said, no worries, DeGrom's pitching tonight. We'll be fine. We know we're going to walk out of here in first place no matter what. I think the Yankees were more, maybe desperate's not the right word, but to me, the Yankees, you know, were desperate. I think that is the right word. They needed a win in the worst way. Plus, they're at home versus being on the road. So, yeah, I think the Yankees needed it more. And I think collectively, you probably heard every Yankee fan breathing a sigh of relief when Donaldson hit it, because it was one thing to come back and tie it at four. But then, in the top of the 10th, you're like, oh, my, come on, man. We gave up a three spot? Like, we couldn't get the job done? And so to come back against those odds and hit the grand slam to win it, I think the Yankees needed that more. And I think it was a huge, maybe the hit of the year.
I'm waiting for you to notice something real big about that home run, Craig. I guess you haven't seen it yet, but I do feel as though I'm owed a couple of apologies for Monday's show, not just from you, but from some callers and from the listeners.
Why is that?
Gave up the home run.
Who gave up which home run?
The grand slam walk-off last night.
Go ahead, gloat. Go ahead. Feel free.
Jalen Beeks, who I told you would give up the house. Just listen to your boy.
Yes, you did. You were all over Jalen Beeks on Monday. Well played. So sorry. I forgot that you mentioned Jalen Beeks. Because when I hear the last name Beeks, I'm looking for the Orange Crop Report, and I think nothing else. I didn't even know that Beeks was playing baseball. But now that you say it, I do remember. So we'll get all your calls on that. I just wonder if you stayed for the Yankee game last night or if you left early and what the story was behind it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.